PositivePower21.org, Internet Radio.
You are listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide Podcast.
Hi, this is Angel Sessions.
Hey, y'all, this is Tina Hobbs.
Hello, this is Pastor Clinton Terry from Promised Land Church Ministry.
This is Roy Zingas Hudson.
Hello, I'm Michelle Edmonds.
Hi, this is Anita Jarrell Roberts.
This is Calvin Loken, host of the Loken Power Show.
This is Minister Cornell Sean Gregg of the New Antioch Baptist Church.
Hello, I am Rhonda Bello.
This is Cindy Williams, and you are listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining us and welcome to Positive Power 21.org. Can you feel the power? Can you feel the power 21? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am Jerry Royce Live. I am blessed. I am worldwide. In Philippians 4, 6, 7 say, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are unselfish and considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon, so don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your need, and don't forget to thank Him for His answer. If you do this, you experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than any human mind can understand. His peace. Thank you for listening to us on Spreaker Radio, TuneIn, iTunes, and Robin Production. I am Jerry Royce Live, your host, and I hope you enjoy this presentation. All right. What's going on, everybody? It's me, Jerry Royce Live. Glad to have you all tonight. It's been a little bit. Of course, we've been rocking a lot of music on the station lately. And, of course, we have a lot of podcasts. We've been doing that thing. We had this Golden Spreaker Award this weekend. We were a nominee in three categories, but we didn't win it all. So we want to say congratulations to Ms. B, a.k.a. Benita Claiborne. Also, we want to say congratulations to Tina Hobson, I Am a Superwoman, and also my good friend Robin Lynn and Robin Production, who carry a lot of this podcast over in 65 countries overseas. And she's doing her thing. That's right, doing her thing. So we're going to move along with the show because we got some big-time gospel hitters out here tonight in the program, Positive Power. Also, we got my man, Charles Clark, the inspired guy. He's here with us, with Apostle, Ms. Howard. We got Corita Hanton, who's supposed to come out here later, and we got DJ Nichols right now. Hopefully, we'll get DJ Hanton later on to talk about this big project they have going on in Selma, Alabama. It's going to be big, big, big. But we have some people here that's going to talk about it. We're glad to have them on the show. All right. Apostle, how you doing tonight? What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm turned up. I'm hyped. I'm ready to get down to Selma, Alabama. And I like your intro. I just want to tell you that. I like your intro. That was really radical. But just glad to be here with you on the line tonight and just glad to be a part of what God is going to do this weekend.
Amen, amen. Now, I know, you know, you got a lot going on. You got the big prayer line about to happen. So we're going to go right at it. So you can go ahead and tell us a little bit about your vision, because I hear you're the visionary behind this big march that's going on. It's going on this weekend. So tell us a little bit about it, or tell us a little bit about yourself before you get into the march, if you don't mind.
Okay, well, I don't like to talk about me. I'm always used to pushing everybody else, but my name is Apostle Verl Howard. I have a company called Faith Management and Talent Casting, and I represent national recording gospel artists as well as film producers. The Lord has also blessed me to have a number of books out, and I work with pastors and ministers, and I'm a servant of the Lord before anything else. Been blessed to work with a lot of great artists, one of them Dietrich Haddon, who you mentioned earlier, and Todd Delaney, who will be at the march, Rufla Atra, two-time Stellar nominee this past year, who will be at the march, and a host of other artists like DJ Nicholas that you're going to be interviewing. But just been blessed to be able to work with artists, help them take their careers to another dimension, fulfill whatever it is God has assigned for them to do as minstrels of the gospel. And now I'm doing it via television screen with the movies as well.
All right, doing your thing. All right, we're talking to Apostle Verl Howard. All right, she's also a prayer warrior. She's going to leave us shortly. But before you go, you have to tell us about this vision. How did this vision come to you? I know the Lord gave it to you, but when did it happen? I know it just happened like that.
Well, you know, it came to pass really quickly. I was in Selma, Alabama, towards the latter part of September, actually preaching. And when I got there, it was just an unsettlement in my spirit. I just felt a wrestling in the spirit realm with some things that were going on. And there was a young lady who booked me to come preach by the name of Angela Fincher, and she's working with us on this project. And I told her, I said, there's something we got to do here, something we have to do with the young people. And we met with the mayor, and then I called Dietrich up right there on the spot. I said, listen, Dee Dee Hattie, we got to come down here. These young people need us. We got to do something crazy and radical. And so I got with Dietrich. We talked about it, and he and I were going to do prayer vigils in Detroit, his hometown, and other locations. And so when we started talking about it and brainstorming, we said, Selma. I said, Dietrich, we got to start in Selma. This is the place. And so that's really how it came to be. And so one thing led to another, and then I started contacting artists. And I said, Lord, you know, you send the artists. I know a lot of artists. I'm just going to keep it real, Jerry. I mean, I know artists from, you know, Kirk on down or up or however, sideways, however you want to put it. Every level of an artist, I know them. And so I said, Lord, I need you to send the ones that hear the cry of the people, that understand that these people need us. They're in bondage. They're in prison. They're poverty-stricken. It's 46% poverty in that area. Average income, $16,000 a year. I mean, they're just going through. And so I started calling the artists, and so artists such as DJ Nicholas, who's on the phone with us, he's like one of the top Caribbean artists. I mean, he's won so many Caribbean Marlin Awards, I don't even know how many. It's just been that many. And then, of course, Todd Delaney, you know, he has that song out now called The Anthem. He has Pulling Me Through, Free Worshipper. And then Ruth with Count It All Joy, Dietrich's sister, Pastor Claire, Rita Haddon. And then we had some winners of a competition called America's Got Anointing, which is put on by Preach the Word Worldwide TV Network. So we have Shay Taylor and Bubba Stewart who will be joining us, and a host of other artists, pastors, leaders, you name it. We have an artist coming up. He has a church in Louisiana called the Hood Hospital. And he's radical, wow. Ex-gang leader, drug dealer, been to jail, shot, used to try to kill folk. But he's a pastor, and he has a record company he owns, and they have a song called Black Lives Matter. So they're coming up bringing busloads from Louisiana. We got people coming from all over. So it's just a vision that God put together a couple of months ago, and I said, God, this is impossible. I don't have the money to do this. How, you know, I didn't plan for this. He said, that's exactly why I want you to do it. He said, because you can't do it. Because what's impossible with man is not impossible with me. So I'll be able to get the glory out of this. So this is God's doing in a matter of a month and a half.
Wow, that is powerful. That is powerful. And I'm looking at your billboard. Now, where can people get in contact? Like, where's the website? Can they pull up the website exclusively online on Facebook? Where can they find information about this?
Yes. Well, they can hit me up on Facebook under Apostle Verl Howard. I am posting nonstop videos, flyers, all of us, the artists, you know, they're even doing videos. But they can hit me up on my Facebook page, and you know, they can stay in touch with what we're doing. The event is this Sunday, and we're going to meet at the Edmund Pettus Bridge at 2:30, and that is the bridge our civil rights leaders marched over and were beaten to get the right to vote. And the interesting thing is, this is also the weekend celebratory of 150th anniversary of abolishment of slavery in the USA. So that's really interesting that anniversary is December the 5th. We will all be down there Saturday as well. But what we're celebrating is the abolishment of a slavery mentality. So this is why we're going to touch and agree so these people can be set free and those chains can drop off their mind. So it's just going to be an awesome time. The celebratory stuff starts with us Sunday at 2:30. DJ Nicholas and some of the artists will be at various churches Sunday morning. They lead those churches. We meet at that bridge. They have a full day. They lead that bridge. They get them some lunch, change their clothes, and we're going back and have a benefit concert at 5:30.
All right. 5:30. Doors open at 4. Tickets going from $15 a fan, $20 at the door. If you're 12 and under,
And they're not talking about little people. They're talking about 12 and under, $10. That's awesome. Now, they can contact Tara Hughes, right, also at 919-924-2313 for more information. They can contact Faith Management, Aubrey Livingston, and Kingdom Talk Ministries. Those are all the numbers for additional information. If you want to find out if there's a bus going down there in your town, contact any one of those four people. Again, that's Tara Hughes, Faith Management, Aubrey Livingston, and Kingdom Talk Ministries. And again, you can hit up Pastor Earl Howard on her Facebook page. And also, you can hit up my man Charles Clark. That's right, hit him up. The inspired guy. This is so big. Now, what are you hoping people walk away? When it's all over, all done. You know, the streets are clean. We might talk about Monday. What do you hope people remember about this?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. There's such a crab mentality there. There's such a mentality of I want to make it, you know, versus a unity mentality. So I believe with us coming down there as one, no big eyes, no big U's, nobody's trying to get the glory or get attention. We're trying to touch and agree for one cause. I believe because we're coming like that, it's going to ignite unity among other leaders within that area. I also believe that the prayers, once the prayers have been emitted into the atmosphere, that strongholds are definitely going to be pulled down. Principalities that have been sitting over that region for years, hovering over there, the spirit of poverty, oppression, depression, suicide, murder, because it's a large percentage of gangs there, you know, and rightfully so, because the poverty levels, you know. So I believe that with the prayers that are going to be released, just like when they marched around the walls of Jericho, how those walls came down, there's so many barriers that are going to fall flat. Because we are touching and agreeing, and we're preparing, and we're fasting, and we're releasing righteous prayers. And God hears the prayers of the righteous. So those, if anything else, I believe that God is going to have some people whose mindsets have been renewed, people who get saved. And I want to see, honestly, and I said this in another interview, I want the glory of God to rest so heavily, not only on the march and on our feet and our hands and our come out of our tongue when we pray, when we speak, when we sing, whatever, because I believe the glory can rest so heavily that it drip over the atmosphere on the ground. But when we go to that concert, I would love to see some gangbanger put his gun down. I would love to see someone who sells drugs say, put the drugs down at the altar. I would love to see that happen. Because this is not a march just to be marching. We're going down as soldiers for the Lord to make a difference. And I believe the shackles are going to come off when we come down there. Demons will tremble when we come down there, when our presence is made known that we're in this atmosphere. We mean business. So we come in a clean house, Jerry. We're coming to clean up.
Right.
We're coming to clean up. And we hope that the pastors and the leaders, once we're gone, that they don't go back to their same old ways. They don't go back to their enslavement, to their mindset of poverty, that they don't go back to a spirit of desolation and disunity and a crab mentality, that something will break off of them as well. Because we hope some folks are thirsting for another dimension of a relationship with God, and they're not going to all be able to go back to the same old religious ways as usual.
Right. Now, Apostle, and you know the Million Man March, you know, celebrated the anniversary this year, and that was one of the things I took away when I was one of the marchers, you know, one of the participants, you know, many, many years ago. But I remember just what they instilled in me then was that entrepreneurship was important, building family and community was important, giving back was important, the message to those. Now, are you planning to have meetings, you know, because we have these strong, powerful podcasts going on worldwide, you can still engage these ministers, continuing thing. You can constantly engage. So you guys just not going to pack up your musical instruments and your microphone, and that's the end of it. What's after this? What's on your mind?
Well, what I'm hoping, and that's only if God leads me that way. I'm very assignment driven. I don't move just because someone tells me to. It has to be an assignment for me, or God is not in it. But I am believing that there will be able to be some follow-up to empower the people. You know, one of the biggest meal places is right in Selma. You can make a lot of money there. But if the mindset is not renewed and your mindset is still backwoods, how can you see that you can make a lot of money? There's a lot of opportunities with respect to that and developing and coming out of a state of poverty. So we want to do follow-up as the Lord allows us to empower the people so their mindset can be renewed and stay renewed, that they don't go back to those same ways. So, yes, there is a plan, but I'm just waiting for God to tell me how it should be orchestrated.
Right. And he gave you some powerful heavy hitters. You know, you got DJ Nicholas going down there with you, I'm sure. You know, he's seen a lot of this. He knows what young people was missing in their lives, and maybe he has an idea. Maybe Charles Clark has an idea. He's been there before. You know, he's been in the game. You know, so you're heavily armed right now with other ideas. So I'm sure the good Lord will be speaking to you real soon, how to engage these people. Like you mentioned the word empowerment. It's going to be so important. They always say if you're going to take a gun out of a man's hand, you got to put something in it. You know, whether it's a business card, a job, or an opportunity. So it's going to be powerful. I'm looking forward to see what comes out of this.
The main opportunity.
All right, then.
The main opportunity is the renewing of the mind. If the mindset is not renewed, it doesn't matter. Because if the mindset is still poverty, if the mindset is still hopelessness, if the mindset is still deprivation, the person can't move forward. So we're coming down to pray against the strongholds that have been engraved in the mindset. So these people can have some hope. We can instill some hope to them and encouragement and say, listen, you know, we touching and agreeing as brothers and sisters. We walking in unity. God orchestrated us. God shifted our schedules so we can be down here with you in Selma, Alabama. That's a mighty move of God. That's God's love for Selma, Alabama, where he would bring all these people from all over the globe to come down there on their own dime. These artists did not ask me for anything. They didn't. They saw the cause, they saw the cry, and God is going to bless them. Now, of course, we're trying to set some stuff up for them. We want to be a blessing to them. But these artists did not come to me with big contracts, not even Dietrich, and say, listen, I need 20,000, I need 15, I need 5, I need 10, I need 7. And God is going to honor that because they're giving up their time, and that's how much God loves Selma. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful, and I'm just grateful that I heard. I'm grateful I didn't miss it, because then God would have dealt with me later on.
Amen. Man, also, that's a powerful message for other cities that's going through the same thing, because, you know, it's just not happening there, but, you know, we just experienced something similar in Baltimore with our own men in black and blue, you know, with the youth, you know, and there's a whole lot of different talk right now, you know, about that heat that went down. And Charles is right down there. You know, he knows what the people was talking about. But there's a lot of cities going through the same thing right now where people are hurting. They need hope. They need to see people like you and DJ Nichols and Dietrich down there, because then they can say, oh, wow, they're not just on TV or the internet. They're real. You know, they can be inspired to want to do more for themselves. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. You just have to, you know,
get your mind together. Yes, and we have to be willing to go in the trenches in those places. Selma is just one of many we're going to. It's where God said start. It's one of many. I already have cities that want us to come. I'm already talking to financial people to try to get the funding to move these artists. So we're hitting Chicago. We're going to hit places like I just spoke to Rocky Mount, where somebody was just a little town in North Carolina. They have so many killings and murders and shootings. It's unbelievable. I spoke to Louisiana. I spoke to Chicago. I've been speaking to different locations. We're definitely doing Detroit. I've spoken to pastors in I have a pastor in Baltimore that was supposed to be bringing some people down. So we have other locations that the Lord is going to move this to. But again, I have to make sure that everyone involved with it, just like when he gave Moses the vision, he said, Aholiab and Bezalel were to touch this. I have to make sure I hear God clearly as to how we move and who's involved like that from city to city, because you're dealing with different demographical strongholds. And you got to be prepared. Mm-hmm. We're not going in there just to march. We're going in there to shift the atmosphere. So with all that said, Jerry, I got to go get on my prayer line. And I know DJ Nicholas is going to hold it down. And I know you got your boy Charles on there. But I appreciate you giving us this attention and this time. And I'm say a prayer for Charles' family with our prayer warriors. But I just thank you all for having us and exposing this march like that.
Amen. That's what we're here for. We can be better praying for Positive Power 21 and Jerry Royce Live family, because, we just like you guys, we out there in the streets too, trying to bring justice to people's minds, to their mindset. And we in the smaller churches helping them build unity, because you got to start somewhere. So we appreciate a prayer also right here, Positive Power 21.4. All right.
Love y'all.
Love you too, Apostle.
See y'all
in
Selma.
All right. And we hope to see some Periscope and some YouTube footage of what's going on there so the world can see what has been instilled for Apostle Rose Howard to do. That's right, because it started with a vision as we're spreading from major city to major city. And that's so awesome. It has to start somewhere. All right, DJ Nick, we got you on the line. What's going on, brother?
Yes,
how you feel?
Yes. Amen. I'm really excited to be a part of this project and initiative. I hope you're hearing me a little clearer since I called back. Is it better?
Yeah, man. We're so happy to have you. Now, we have two cuts. Well, actually three. I think it's one that you did with Dietrich, right, called On the Way?
Yes.
Okay. Are you hearing me? Yeah, I can hear you. Still a little. I think it's going out in, but we're still doing some work because that Windows 10, man, that thing wasn't too friendly with the audio system. Everybody's having problems with their program. We're going to make it happen, though, man. I was able to pick her up a lot clearer, but we're going to make it work.
Yes, I realize.
Right? So we're going to play this cut real quick on the way, and then when you come back, you're going to tell us, why you're involved with this project down in Selma.
Definitely.
And, what you see going forward, okay? All right?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to play On the Way, and this is a combo with DJ Nichols and Dietrich. Hey, here we go. Let's go On the Way.
I want those hands up. Morning, so excited, favor is in the air and I can't deny it, you see, something good is gonna happen, I can feel it in my soul.
Whoa.
Excuse me if I start dancing, cause somehow I know it's
God knows I've been waiting for a long time.
Long time.
And it seems like opportunities have passed me by. Sometimes a blessing delayed doesn't mean that it denied.
Not at all.
Never give up on your dreams. Gotta keep faith alive and believe.
Hey, hey, this is director, producer Alan Wills, and I am on Positive Power 21 with Jerry Royce Live. And when I'm online, I listen to Jerry Royce Live at www.spreaker.com/positivepower21.org. Y'all heard?
All right, everybody, we're right back, and we have Charles Clark on the line, and we got DJ Nichols. We just finished playing a song for On The Way. He had hooked up with Dietrich Haddon. Big time hit. Love that song, man. A lot of energy in it. So before you get into tune, DJ Nichols, you have to tell us, man, what inspired you to be part of this march, man? Tell us about that.
Yes, well, I have been working with Apostle Beryl Howard now for some time. We have shared stages in the Caribbean and some other places. And when she invited me and told me about the initiative, because this is not just a concert, it's also a prayer march. And when she told me about the initiative going in and praying and just lifting up the banner of Christ high, I said, yes, you know, this is something I want to be a part of. And I am definitely happy that I accepted the invitation.
Yeah, had to be part of that, man. You didn't want to miss out, right?
Definitely,
yeah,
not.
Man. Now, are you living in the States? Where are you from? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yes, because I know I may be totally new to your audience. Well, my name is Nicholas Eccleston. That's my birth name, but my stage name is DJ Nicholas. I am originally from Kingston, Jamaica. I have been living there most of my life, but I now reside in Florida, South Florida.
Oh,
I've been doing full-time ministry now. About anytime you need a break, just let me know. I'm just sharing. Yes, I've been doing full-time ministry now about 12 years. I've been
saved
about 15 years. Yeah, I have three albums out, you know, and God has blessed me and favored me. Let me give you a quick piece of my testimony. Back in Jamaica,
okay.
I had pursued secular music, but that was not God's original or perfect will for my life. And in my later teenage years, I got caught up because of my friends and association in something called the Rastafarian movement, where we had believed then that Jesus Christ was a fabrication. He wasn't real. He was just a doctrine, nothing real. But I remember one day while I was reading my Bible and I came across a scripture in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And that scripture said to me, there is no other name given among men where mankind can be saved except the name of Jesus. And that's the scripture that convicted me and turned around my life. Because before that, I was a marijuana smoker. I was very rebellious, actually fighting police and all of that. But then God gave me a total U-turn. That was over 15 years ago.
Wow. So now you say you're pastoring a church.
No, I'm not pastoring. I'm a music minister. I'm a deacon.
Oh, you're a music minister. Okay.
Yes. I'm a deacon at my church, which I fellowship in Jamaica. But I now, as I said, reside in Florida. So I'm a part of a church in Florida as well. And when I just got saved, I tell people this. You know, I have experienced God for myself. God, life-changing power. No one has to try to convince me or tell me about God. No one has to preach God to me because I have experienced him for myself in so many ways. Let me give you one of several examples. My wife and I am now married for 10 years. And my wife and I, from we got married, we were trying to have a child, but it was just difficult. And we tried for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. We tried without any success. In the 6th year of our marriage, we still believe God and say, God, you know, we're not losing faith. We're believing you that you are going to answer our prayer. And I remember that we went to the doctor, and the doctor faced, you know, didn't give us any hope. The doctor gave us an expression as if the scenario for us to have a child was hopeless. Nevertheless, we began to believe God even more. As the Bible says, whose report shall you believe? No matter what person speak about your life, no matter what the doctor may say, no matter what your professor may say or your parents may say, it's what God says that matter. And I remember we started searching through the scriptures to find every scripture that was relevant to our situation. Because I believe, as the Bible says, there is no temptation taking you except that which is common to man, and God is faithful, that will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will also, with the temptation, make a way for you to escape it. But I'm basically saying there is nothing new to God. There is a scripture relevant for every situation. And I began to dig through the Bible and find the scriptures relevant to my situation, trying to have a child. For example, I said, God, your word says no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. Your word says children are an inheritance unto you. Your word says I shall be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in my going out, blessed in my coming in. My seed shall be blessed. And I began, and my wife and I, we just believed God. We began to sow seeds at our church. And right within God's perfect number, God, year of completion, the 7th year of our marriage, God blessed us with a beautiful baby boy, and then recently after, blessed us with a baby girl. So what I'm telling you, that's one of several testimonies. I have experienced God for myself, so no one has to convince me about God.
Amen. That is powerful. And there's a lot of couples going through the same thing. You hear about the stories all the time, but you got to put it in the hands of the Lord. Definitely put in the hands of the Lord. Oh, man, that is powerful. So how old are your children right now?
Yes, my son is 3 years old, 3 years and a half, basically. My daughter is 3 months.
Wow. That is powerful. Bless you. That is great. All right, man, now you're going to have to leave your family, leave your baby girl, your wife, your son, travel to Alabama. That's right. And they're not going with you, just you and your team. You bring your team with you?
Yes, it's just me. Hopefully I should have one representative with me. As I say, I work a lot with Bishop Apostle Verrill Howard. I just came back from Jamaica yesterday as well. I went down to do some ministry, a concert in Kingston, Jamaica. So my family understand that this is what I do. You know, my entire life is about family, ministry and school. That's what, you know, encompasses my entire life, and that's where my focus is. So, you know, we're looking forward this weekend, December 6th, going down to Selma, Alabama. And when I heard Apostle speaking, it even encouraged me more that, yes, I am happy I am a part of this, you know. And there are some great ministers like Todd Delaney. I have ministered already with Todd Delaney in one of the islands, and also Dietrich Haddon, you know, he's a great minister, you know. So it's definitely a great platform that I am happy to be a part of, you know, from the Caribbean. It's definitely, for me, a door, I believe, God has opened. And I'm believing that, you know, as the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor have entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for they that love him. And I'm believing that God is going to do exploits, that he's going to surpass our expectations. I'm believing, God, that something great is going to happen that will glorify his name and him alone.
That's right. That's right. Amen. And then she talked about this thing continuing, not just one weekend, not one day. She looked at this having other big cities. Now, can we look forward to seeing you being part of that movement in other cities?
Definitely. You know, once I'm available, you know, I'll try my best to be there. As I said, it's a great initiative. Right. You know, we are going into communities trying to give them a positive mindset and outlook. And my ministry, as I told you earlier, is the genre of music I do is reggae, dancehall, but the message is gospel, because for me, the message is totally different from the genre. For example, a Lacrae, he's singing gospel, but he's using the hip-hop genre, or maybe another artist who is singing gospel, but using the country and western genre. It's the same thing. I'm singing gospel, but I'm using the dancehall and the reggae genre. And what encourages me to keep on ministering, because what I do is unorthodox. It's not normal. It's we are somewhat pioneers. There are forerunners like Papa San. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Papa San, but that's similar music that I do. But at the end of the day, what keeps me going is the testimonies. You know, when I go somewhere to minister, or I go to a country, and then a young person may come to me and say, you know, that I was saved at one of your concerts, or I was saved because of one of your songs, or I was saved because of your testimony. When I get reports like those, it keeps me going, and it says, yes, continue on the battlefield for the Lord.
Yeah, amen. Now, thinking about Sunday, you know, this in the back of your mind, what you envision that day being like, you know, being with those other artists, seeing those people, what you hoping is going to accomplish you after your performance? What you hoping is going to happen?
Two things. As you said, you know, it's a great initiative. I heard Apostle speaking about them having a negative, you know, mindset, a kind of hopeless mindset. And as the Bible says, you know, we are transformed by the renewing of our mind to be transformed like Christ, getting the mind of Christ. And we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So I'm hoping I can go down there, share some testimonies, and encourage and motivate, you know, the person, people living there, people in the environment, especially the young people. I'm also looking forward for the fellowship with the other members and the other ministers as well. So if some souls get saved, if some hearts are encouraged, if faith is increased, I'm happy about that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. All right, man, we ready to hear another piece out of your collection. You ready? Now we're going to play Holy Ghost. I was really excited to hear this piece, man, especially your genre, because I used to be a DJ, and we were, we call it, you know, in Baltimore, they call it house music or club music. So it kind of reminded me a lot of what we were playing. You know, a lot of our stuff is coming from over in Europe today. So this one is called Holy Ghost. So is this just called Holy Ghost, or...
Holy Ghost Gym. Yes. What happened? Right. This song, the idea, I like to write concepts. I like to think outside of the box, unorthodox, as I said. And I thought about a physical gym. And I say, why do we go to a physical gym? We go, obviously, to lose some calories and lose some fat, obviously, to put on some muscles, but ultimately to get physically fit. So why would we go to a spiritual gym or a Holy Ghost gym to get spiritually fit? By shedding some of that fat that's not of God, for example, shedding some malice, shedding some envy, shedding some grudge, shedding some of that sexual struggle, and just becoming more spiritually fit and mature in God. And that's how the concept came about.
Yeah, that's right. Burn up those carbs. All right. All right, here we go. Holy Ghost Gym by DJ Nicholas. Here we go.
For the physically fat, we recommend Slim Pat. For the sinfully fat, I recommend Losing Fat. Need help? Well, step into the gym class. Everybody know in or you out. Everybody know in or you out. Everybody, everybody, everybody know in or you out. Everybody know in or you out. Hear me now. If you're not physically fat, you know you need to get slim. Even if you make a promise to me, use the word I got to get trim. Some man I go tired, get fat on the word, but told him now win. You better play some gospel reggae, make an exercise good with him. Everybody start warm up, warm up. To the Lord, just hold your arm up, warm up, warm up. Remember, he make you stand up. All right, start stretch, start stretch. Man, the muscle can't chat, look at it. Start stretch, start stretch. Remember, he save you from a restless. To the sky, to the sky. Start reach, to the sky, to the sky, to the sky. If you feel less around, let me get to where you hear me. Relax. Then crunch, to relax, well crunch. Come up a Christian walk, crunch.
listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide Podcast.
All right, everybody. You just finished listening to Holy Ghost Jim. Man, you got to have some energy. You have to already be in shape to dance to that one. Now, we're talking to DJ Nicholas, a.k.a. Nicholas Eccleston. He's here with us from the Florida area. He's going to be participating in the big event going on in Alabama. That's right, Selma, Alabama. I think they call it Purple Sunday. Is that the correct name for this march?
Yes, I'm not sure of the name of the march, but I do know, as you say, definitely it's on December 6th, which is Sunday.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Yeah, I think they call it Sunday Purple. I think that's what they call it.
Okay.
All right, also we have on the line, and we want to get his feedback real quick, his input on what's going on Sunday, and that's Charles Clark, the Inspired One, all over Facebook. What's going on, Charles? How you feeling tonight?
Blessing, Howard, favor. Thank you, Jerry. And much blessings to Dietrich Haddon, Coretta Apostle River Howard, DJ Nicholas, to everybody who's involved in this most powering, this spiritual effective march. I'm loving it.
Yeah, man, it's going to be awesome, man. We expect you to get some video footage, man, so people can, you know, can feel what was going on. And of course, you know, we need to feel that vibe from you, man. We know you're going to be in your zone. So what would you expect that what's going to happen on Sunday for you, man? And even Saturday, because I know a lot of people traveling down there on Saturday for the event. What are you expecting to accomplish down there?
Well, you know, just like many events I've been to, I must say this is one of the most spiritual prominent movements that I've came into because, you know, the youth is actually being involved. And I know someone with my testimony that a lot of people know, me being in the gang and me selling drugs and being in the force in the streets, I know the other side and how to transition through what God has anointed me to do. So by the youth being involved, they're not on the sideline to just see what could be better for them or the options they have other than the street skills that they have is basically killing them off and taking away from the kingdom. So I expect to see a major move, a major change consistently, not just from Selma, but also other areas. And the most important thing, Jerry, you know, as you and I always talk and have our conversations, and I'm sure that Dietrich, Coretta, Apostle, Howard, and also DJ Nicholas agree with this, is consistency. We just can't do one movement or one event and expect things to change. Have to be consistent with it because just like being in the streets, it's a repetitive situation. Once you start doing things and agreeing to a certain habit, you become that habit. So therefore, with this movement, we're going to create a new habit. We're not going to look at so much of what they're doing is so bad or why they can't possibly be saved. We want to create a whole new way of life, a whole new way of options, saying that the greatness in you, your anointing is greater than your mistakes, your struggles are not to defeat you but to complete you. So movement is going to take spiritual essence from Selma to Chicago to Detroit, wherever, as Apostle said, God got her, and I stand around about 100%. And the reason why it's so important to me, and as DJ Nicholas had mentioned with his testimony, it's that we've been on the other side. You know, those people in the streets, they don't want to hear about what you read about in college or what you studied, you know, as far as critiquing a certain skill to be a speaker or even a musician or whatever. They want to understand your struggle and how it's so compatible with theirs because that's what they're going to follow, the struggle. Yeah. And by us applying that to the streets, by us bringing God to the streets, because we have to go beyond the pulpits. The ministries now, some of them anyway, they are limiting, you know, the jurisdiction of what needs to be upheld as far as God's unity and justice. So by bringing it to the streets, bringing it to where it's actually taking place, people are killing each other, they're being misled. And it's mighty funny, Jerry, and also the DJ Nicholas, and we all know this from our backgrounds, is that a lot of those youths out there wants to be saved. They want to have the kingdom here, but we have these Christian standards. And what happened is that it's like buying them a car but not teaching them how to drive. See, when a car is being used for its purpose, it becomes transportation. So therefore, this youth march is going to create a transport from the old self to the new self. And instead of killing each other, we're going to kill the plans of the enemy.
That's right. You got to show them a way, man. You got to show them. And I think after listening to DJ Nichols, where he was explaining, you know, where he used to be and how he can, you know, he can sit there and tell a youth, a teen, hey, I was just like you, and look at me now. You know, and he would believe him. You know, there's no lie. You know, because they don't want to see somebody, like you said, some bookworm, you know, with a Bible in their hand trying to preach to them. Cause they going to look right through them and say, who's this talking to me? You know, and keep it moving. So that is powerful,
exactly.
Man. Now, Charles, I'm thinking about, and I'm glad she said what she said, Apostle Earl. She said what she said. You know, she's going to try to keep this thing moving, but she's going to wait for the message from God. She's just not going to just throw stuff out there. How many times we see these athletes, these football players show up in the city where they play for Turkey Day, and you don't see these guys anymore. But I take my hat off to it. Many of them, those guys have foundations going on where they're helping the kids out and the families for Christmas. They're trying to give them a decent Thanksgiving dinner. And also, they're providing athletic programs and academic programs. So some of the athletes are trying. You know, of course, they don't get all the accolades. You just hear more about the trouble they're in. But DJ Nicholas,
yeah.
Now, what you have to say about that, man, about these one-day events, man, compared to this?
Yes, as you rightly said, and that has always been my concern as well, even back in Jamaica. A lot of times we call it crusades or outreaches, and then we perform and we preach and we do an altar call, and then persons come to the altar, and then we leave the area and go home. Now, there needs to be some accountability. There needs to be a follow-up. So as you rightly said, it's not just a one-day event going, singing, preaching, someone converting your life or someone being impacted, and then you leave them. There has to be follow-up. So we are praying that the churches in that area will be the one who stand in that position of accountability and build that community relationship and do the follow-up. Because, you know, some are called to be evangelists, some are called to be preachers. We are a body, and every member in the body has to play its part.
That's right. That's right. That's good. Glad to hear that. And that's an excellent plan, because you guys are involving the local churches, because sometimes they don't have a clue what to do. And sometimes you big boys have to come out first and pull out the Holy Ghost guns first to get the kids' attention, the young people, not just the kids, but the young adults. Because just as confused as the young kids are, because they have no guidance, and they're trying to guide children that they have right now. So they need to
Amen.
See you guys so light can go off and say, hey, I can make a better way. Let me go into this church right here and see how they can help me. You know, awesome, man. That is awesome. But, Charles, you know, man, this is something you got going on every day. We saw you on Facebook. You engaged this woman that was living on the street. You gave her a lead. I think it was a job lead, because she said she wanted a job. Tell us a little bit about what happened with that. Were you able to follow up with her?
Yes. It's amazing, because I was on my way to Little Caesars. My daughter wanted a $5 pizza from Little Caesars. And when I pulled up, my spirit spoke to me and said, before you go to Little Caesars, I want you to look to your right. And when I looked to my right, I seen a lady there about her mid-60s, and she was shivering and very cold. And, you know, as a person that been in a struggle, as a person that, you know, went through some things even after getting out, come out of prison, because, you know, I lost a lot of stuff, you know, from my prior life. I just felt so, like, bad. And when I went to her, I gave her some money. I wrote down my number. And I got, like, several homeless shelters that I help advocate for and do community service with. So we're trying to work on not just her, there were some others as well, to get them to be more be productive. Not because of their situation, but it's because they're calling, they're anointed. And make it so bad was that there's that not only she was homeless, but she had three kids. And I just didn't see what children would let their mother be out there in the corner fighting for her life. So I know for myself, I would be homeless and drink water and eat bread off the ground before I let my mom be on the corner of the street. So
yeah, that was
homeless.
that was kind of puzzling. You know, where are they in their life? Were they letting their mom? I mean, of course, we don't know everybody's story. And, you know, we have a young man where Jordan and I are filming Sunday service. And this young guy, he was homeless. And at times he was living out of his sister's car. And he has a mother and nieces and all that stuff. We wonder, what did this guy do so bad? Or did they just give up on him because he was dragging them down? That now, you know, he pulled himself up now. You know, he got a job. He just told me last week he got his own place now. So sometimes they just need a start, a restart,
yes.
You know, like reset. And a job would do it.
Exactly. You know, it was mighty funny also, too, is that when I first began my transition from, being an ex-felon, getting to the speaking arena, and my ministry that God has anointed me to share with the world. Dietrich's song "Help Somebody" was playing when I was writing my first journal and how I was going to be spiritually effective to those who lost souls and babies to Christ. Mm-hmm. And I've always been a fan of Dietrich's music, and what I like about his ministry is Claretta's, and also now too that I'm engaging with DJ Nicholas as well. And Apostle Vera Howard is that their ministry is not for the saved to be consistent. It's for the people that's unsaved. There are people out there that we're taking the main focus off of.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because, and this is the truth, and Jerry, you know me, I'm blunt. That's why I'm known for being raw and radical. When you get to a certain point in your life, in a certain pedestal, and you strip or attempt to strip the glory from God and make it for yourself, you forget about the main purpose. I always say, Jerry, that whatever I do is for God, it's for the kingdom. And I want to change not the world, but I want to change the people in the world because that's what's going to make the world a better place. I don't want to never be the person because I don't want to be a celebrity. I don't want to have my name in the boardwalk of Hollywood. I want my name to be the boardwalk of the kingdom. And I want all my brothers and sisters out there. So, you know, I have much respect for people like Dietrich and Claretta and Apostle Howard and also to DJ Nix because they're not on a high horse. They're not on a high pedestal. They are. They remember the struggles. They remember their transition because none of us was born to be magnificent as we made our debut into Earth. We had a calling upon us. And just like you, Jerry, with the things that you're doing is so great in the community. We had to go through a struggle so we can understand why the struggle is not just a struggle, but it is a road and a path to victory. So I have much respect. And to anybody that's listening out there, I don't care, you know, how many people you have in your church. I don't care about, who you know, who you connected with. The number one thing is being connected with God and doing God's purpose. And when you preach or when you minister about the gospel, it's not self-gospel. It's God's gospel. I don't want to look to me as being glorifying me. No, glorify the ministry of God, what God is bringing to us. So I'm definitely going to stay in contact with Apostle Vera Howard, also with Dietrich and Claretta and DJ Nichols and Jerry, always connected as well. Jerry, I commend you. I want people to understand that in order for us to be consistent, if we are starting at point A, the people who's on the front line for God, we have to remain to the end to God get his full glory and nothing comes back void. So I want to put this out there real quick. To Dietrich, Claretta, she's already linked up with me on Instagram and also to their father, Clarence Atlan, who's showing great support. And also to you, DJ Nicholas. As Jerry says, see, Clark Inspire. You just put it in on Facebook. You see all my pages, my work, what I'm doing on Instagram. Let's go at C. Clark Inspire. And let's do it. And Jerry made a good point on my last interview here on this wonderful radio network, is that social media is a big marketing factor and is effective if it's used in the way that God wants to use it for. And I'm not saying it's just to be holier than thou, but we have too many people liking and commenting on a very high-profile disturbances of us damning each other, hating each other. But when you bring them up about God, when you bring them about somebody making honor roll or whatever, you don't see too many people liking it. A very few.
Responding.
That's a problem. There you go. So Apostle Howard said something that was very important. She said a shift. When you shift something, you're moving, you're transferring. And when you're doing a movement, you are actually moving to another dimension, another demographic. You are continuing a stain that will never go away. And if that stain is in God's way and by His policies, then we can get, we begin to rebuild what is, what once has been lost. And from us starting from Selma and hitting all the other cities, I know for a fact that the anointing on this march is not just going to bring people closer to God, but it's going to influence them to also create movements that's an extension as an umbrella effect from the Youth Prayer March. And I'm just excited. And when I look at people like you, Jerry, and you, DJ Nicholas, and to Dietrich Haddon and Coretta and Apostle, I got so much love for y'all because you take your leadership not for yourself, pleasure, but for God. So I'm riding all the way. I'm riding with Dietrich. I'm riding with Coretta. I'm riding with DJ Nicholas. I'm riding with Jerry. I'm riding for everybody, even the people who have not came to their call. I'm riding with you because guess what? I would not have my ministry or my impact to be in a selfish manner. If I see the finish line, if I'm closer to it than you are, if I have to come back and put you on my back, we're going to cross it together.
That's right. Amen. Amen. We're talking about the first Youth Prayer March going down Sunday, December 6th, Prayer March in Concert, Selma, Alabama, starring DJ Nicholas, Todd Delaney, Coretta Haddon, Shay Taylor, Fearless Love, True Vision, bunch of people. It's going to be a ball. Now, DJ Nicholas, I know you don't, I'm looking at your picture. You don't look like the guy that, you know, you go after stardom and everything. You know, you see somebody, oh, I got to get their autograph, man. Is it going to be exciting to be around that star cast, though, man? How are you feeling about that, man, meeting these people that you've seen their names and lights for a very long time? What's that going to be like for you?
Yeah. It's definitely a blessing, and as I say, I'm very grateful for the opportunity. Nevertheless, to be honest, I have shared stages with most of the American artists already. You know, if you go on my YouTube, you'll see Ty Tribbett because you know I had I was friends with Ty Tribbett and stuff, and you know, great guy. You know, I've shared stages with Danny McClurkin, T.D. Jakes, Kirk Franklin, any name, even Lacrae before it was popular. Not recently, since he has gotten so popular, but in his earlier days. So this is just me meeting another set of American artists or ministers and servants of God who I've never met before. So I'm always grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, man, it's got to be exciting because, you know, you think about, you know, growing up, and you always felt, deep down, so you knew you always was different than some of these people who live in, you know, regular mainstream lives. You know, God, you know, he put that in you at an early age. You probably already and knew, you know, when you were in grade school that you was different from a lot of the kids you was going to school from. There was something special about you. You know, you just probably didn't know what it was. And, you know, just like our pastor preached the other day, she knew she was an attractive person and pretty and likable, but then these girls call her Poppy Eyes. You know, her first name called her Poppy Eyes Sherry. You know, people do that sometimes when they know that you're bound for greatness, you know, especially when if God is ordaining you to do something fantastic. They don't know what it is. They know it's something special about you, you know. You don't even know what it is, not yet, you know.
Yes, yes.
So what was it like for you growing up, man? Did you have that feeling in the early age that you knew you was going to become something special in God's world, in God's eye?
We are all something special once we have surrendered to Christ, and that's what I believe. But he has a different role and calling for each and every person. You know, and as the Bible says, anything your hand finds to do, you should do it with all your might. So whether it's music, whatever it is. But for me, I as you rightly said, I have been dreaming big from a very, very, very early age, maybe from a toddler. You know, I used to daydream because in Jamaica we weren't rich, you know, but we didn't have any luck either, but we weren't rich. But I always daydream or fantasize that my father was a king. But But now I'm getting older. I said, but I was correct. My father is a king because my heavenly father is a king. But I mean, I used to just imagine that, yeah, my father was a king and I lived in a castle and all of that from a very, very, very early age, from as early as I could remember, you know. But I believe that we shouldn't limit ourselves, you know, as I said in the scripture earlier. I think I said it, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor have entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for they that love him. And there's also another scripture that says, your talent will take you before great men and make room for you. So again, whatever your talent is, whatever you can do. For example, Usain Bolt. I don't know if you're familiar with track and field, but Usain Bolt, you know, he's the fastest man in the world coming from Jamaica.
Yeah, he was.
And I know,
yeah.
I know he probably didn't know that in his early days, but then, you know, that was just God's plan for his life. Markio, he still needs to be, if he's not, he needs to be a Christian, because if you achieve everything in this world and don't achieve Christ, then you really have achieved nothing, you know, if you have not built it up on Christ. So yes,
mm-hmm.
I was always a big dreamer, and I will continue to dream big. Of course, we're human. Sometimes you get weary, sometimes you doubt, but nevertheless, you know, with God, with men it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Amen, amen. Now, we got another cut to play, and it's called Cut It Off by DJ Nicholas, and then we're going to follow up with a snippet that the apostle sent us called
yes.
Be Like Jesus, so we're going to play that right after your song. So hold tight, everybody. You're on Positive Power 21.0 with Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, DJ Nicholas, and Inspired, Charles Inspired Clark. So hold tight, everybody. Here's Cut It Off.
Cut it off. Well, listen. Then me try do a whole bad thing for black us, try stop us, try mock us. But me tell him to like sardine, him can't pack us. King Jesus back us. Tell you the thing go. Out of our belly shall flow rivers. Good to get, but blessed are the givers. How when me be a sick ally, I tell you, say, me and my God make the man shivers. So whether family or our visitors, bigger than Daniel always delivers. So anything I try, well, you from God, just drop your spiritual scissors and do a cut it off. Anything I try, distract you, you cut it off. Cut. How could I internet or cable you for all it and shut it off? Technology, I just can't stop that. But sometimes me a feel easy and rock back. Cause me rather go ahead with me pen and me paper than gonna hell with me laptop. This what I say might not be well known. Some don't realize them hellbound. Me rather go ahead with two cup and a swim than pick a known hell with me cell phone. Father, don't take them blessing ya. Remove everything where you're trying ya. Cause me rather go ahead with post office every day than pick a known hell with me thinker. So cut it off. Anything I try, distract you, you for cut it off. Cut. How could I internet or cable you for all it and shut it off? Cut it off. Anything I try, distract you, you for cut it off. Cut. Look how long God I tell you, put you in some stuff from cut him off. Hear me now, sir, and listen to this star. I make sure in your head it register. Cause me rather walk up in a heaven till me sweat and pick a down a hell with me Christian. And if out a road, ladies, I look me. To me a heart is them a try book me. Me rather go a heaven with me one chub see. Than down a hell go turn Jezebel book see. Father help me face the reality. And every movie Christian to see. Me rather go heaven watch black and white TV. Than down a hell and go burn up in a 3D. So cut it off. Anything I try distract you for cut it off. Cut. How could I internet or cable you for hold it and shut it off. Cut it off. Anything I try distract you for cut it off. Cut. Look how long God I tell you put you in some stuff from cut him off. You know what the Bible tell me, say? It better me gone a heifer with one hand or one foot than the whole of me gone a hell gang a bun. So I'm basically I tell you, say, you say anything I try keep you from pleasing God, it better you get it out of your life. Just get your spiritual scissors. I know what more you do with it. Cut it off. Anything I try distract you for cut it off. Cut. How could I internet or cable you for all it and shut it off?
You are listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide Podcast.
Let's get him.
I want to be.
Put your hands in the air.
black preacher of L.A. I said, yes, ma'am, is everything okay? She said, come over here, I got something to say. You shouldn't be on TV acting that way. I said, whoa, you'd rather I be fake. Want me to act like I don't make mistakes? Sorry, ma'am, I ain't cut that way. I gotta keep it 100 all day. And your attitude is worse than mine. And you could be a little bit more kind. And if you want folks to come to your church, we all gotta do some work. Like there he is. They wanna remind you of what you did. Don't know why some people just won't forget. And some folks just won't let you live. Oh, how quick they forget what they did. Don't even remember who they did it with. Shh, but that ain't none of my business. Let me put it just like this. I wanna be like Jesus.
Be like Jesus. I wanna be like
Positive Power 21.
Listening to PositivePower21.org with Jerry Royce.
All right, all right. It's Jerry Royce Live Worldwide. We're in line with DJ Nicholas, and we got Charles Inspired. We got a big event coming up this weekend. We're excited for these people, because like Turkey Day, we're hoping it's not going to be like Turkey Day. It's going to be something that's going to continue on. Of course, Apostle Burl Howard. She's the visionary behind this vision, and we're hoping that God will lead her from city to city. There's so many artists in this country that, man, it's enough people that she probably continue this thing for, whoo, man, for another year and still have an all-star cast. That's right, at her beck and call. Starts at 5:30, doors open at 4 p.m., concert. Is at Elwood Christian Academy. That's 1 Bell Road, Selma, Alabama. And I guess the pastor is leading the charge to be Pastor Gary Crum. All right. So if you need more information, you can contact Tara Hughes at 919-924-2313. Faith Management, 910-644-1824. Aubrey Livingston, 334-419-9258. And Kingdom Talk Ministries. You can Google them, and it's 334-419-9258. You can hit up Charles Inspired, Charles Clark on Facebook. You get Apostle Earl Howard, Prayer Warrior. Sorry, she's on the prayer line now. And there's so many people part of this. You got event coordinators, Angela Fincher. She's part of Kingdom Talk Ministries. So you need more information, you can hit us up. Also, Jerry Royce Live, we can see the flyout if you need more information. Headlining, Dietrich Hayden and Friends Prayer Marching Concert. And the drop-off is 2:30 p.m. for the first youth prayer march. All right, everybody. And it's going to be right there on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. That's right, Highway 80. Most of you know what it is. All right, guys, we're going to get you our final thoughts with tonight's show. DJ. Nicholas, man, that was a hot song. Man. Matter of fact, man, when I'm struggling, and I'm a runner, man. My last mile sometimes is a struggle, man. I may need that one, man. It's fuel to get me yeah. home. Love it, man. I love that song, man. That was hot.
Yeah,
congratulations to you and your success. All right. Ready for your final thoughts, brother?
Yes, definitely. Pertaining to that song, so it was, when I'm saying cut it off, it's scriptural, and it was birthed out of a real life experience. I had a struggle in my life. You know, the internet was damaging my relationship with God. Not that I don't use it anymore, but at that point in my life, I had to literally cut it off. I had to take out my internet box. So I'm saying, yeah, you know, it's something that can be applied. You know, it's a real scenario, and it came from Matthew chapter 5. That says it's better to enter into heaven not having a hand or without a foot than your entire body be cast into hellfire. So, yeah, it's a literal song. But anyway, I'm happy to be a part of the program. I love what you guys are doing as well. You know, you guys are meeting me, I'm meeting you. But once you're spreading the gospel to whatever medium or platform, I totally endorse that, and especially trying to reach young people because they are so hard to reach. So we have to make the gospel as relative and as hip as possible without it losing the message and the foundational doctrine and the power, you know, and the demonstration of the gospel. Yeah.
Amen. And awesome, man. God bless you, man, and your ministry, man, and you stay strong out there, man. I know, you know, we all are, you know, battling every day. Every time you turn around, there's something new you're fighting with, but, you know, hang in there, man. Congratulations to you and your family. You know, I know what it feels like, man, when you hold that baby boy and then you get a chance to look at your baby girl face. Nothing, man, nothing compares to that, man. That's awesome.
Yes, that's true. Nothing compares to that.
Amen. Yes, amen. So it's all worth it, you know. Just to watch them grow up, you know.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Charles Clark, Inspired One. Your final thoughts, sir, for tonight's show.
I just want to give God the glory. A special thanks and a connection with DJ Nicholas. Also, too, much love to Dietrich, Loretta, Apostle Vera Howard, and all the other partners involved in this powerful movement. Get involved, get inspired. Pray, put God first. Never let yourself down on a mistake. For your mistake is an introduction to your calling, and tribulation is a preparation for your triumph. Just stay motivated, and I want you know everybody to get involved. The information's on the flyer, Selma, Alabama. You know, it starts at 2:30 with the march, followed by with the 5:30 with the concert. We getting in. We gonna pray. We're going to rejoice. We're going to save lives, you know, by changing them with God's way, God's love. If you can't make it, you know, like I said before, and like Apostle said and DJ said as well, is that we know this is going to be global. We're coming all over. Mm-hmm. So just keep it in prayer. Stay in prayer. If you're not there in the flesh, as we know, the flesh is not important. It's the spirit. So spiritually, you will still be there in the march. When you pray for this movement, when you pray for things to go in the direction that it needs to go. Once God hands on something, nothing can stop it. And also to you, Jerry, as always, brother, much love to you, man. Thank you for supporting me. You've been there for me since day one in my transition. Yes. And DJ Nicholas, love you, my brother in Christ. I support you. Again, you can follow me on Facebook, Steve Clark Inspired, and on Instagram as well, as Steve Clark Inspired. Steve Clark Inspired, yep. C C L A R K and then Inspire, INSPIRE.
Okay.
And one more thing. Let me close out with to all the listeners out there, especially the youth. It is not impossible for you to change and accept your calling. Okay. Not just me. Jerry have a testimony as well, and also with DJ Nicholas. We've been there. This is why we are so, passionate about what we are doing through radio, through music, through speaking. You know, my resume speaks for itself. And, you know, in the gang, selling drugs and doing everything of the devil. And now I'm an inspirational speaker, a youth mentor, an advocate, radio personality, acting. There's so many things that God is doing. And what I'm saying to you is that I'm not boasting about where I'm at right now. I'm boasting how God's love, his favor, his grace have uprooted us, such as people as Jerry and DJ Nichols and even Dietrich and Claretta and Apostle Howard and myself. We all have testimonies. And we want you to know that this is the way of life, unity and love. Instead of picking up a gun and shooting somebody, shoot someone with love. Shoot someone with unity. Instead of selling drugs, the gift of the gospel is free. You don't have to sell anything. And I'm just excited. So God gets the glory. I love everybody in my circle and to the ones that is just coming to my circle. I'm just happy. I'm happy. Much love.
Amen. Amen. That's Charles Clark and DJ Nicholas. We appreciate you, brother, sharing your music with my audience. Man, I know people are going to want to download it. Can you tell us where can they find your music online?
Yes. Instead of me sending you all over the place, let me just send it to my website, which is djnicholas.net. That's djnicholas jerryroyce.net. And once you go to my website, you'll see my iTunes link, my YouTube link to watch videos, my Facebook, Instagram, all of that. Just remember, jerrycolors.net.
Yeah, good. And he said, cut it off, Holy Ghost Jim, and then the piece with Dietrich Hayden, on the way. All right.
Yes, yes.
And it was awesome, awesome music, man. We just so glad to have you guys tonight, man, to share Apostle Howard's vision. And we pray for her that, you know, because we need somebody to step out there, man. You know, can't just stay inside these four walls of these churches thinking you're going to be reaching the people that need to be reached. We got to send our voice out there. We got to be present.
Yes.
We got to be all over the place, man. The social media,
yes,
like you said, Charles, is here for us, man. Free enterprise, bro.
Amen.
I know you're going to be broadcasting, man. I can't wait to see the footage, man. Don't let me down now. All right?
Hey, from the Baltimore riot to the Death of the S movement. Hey, now Selma, baby. We'll keep it moving. God gets the glory.
That's right.
Hey, I don't care if there's no tracks. The train will still move.
That's right. Make sure your battery is charged and you got storage space on that phone, man.
Already have. Already have. Amen.
All right, man. And I tell people all the time, DJ Nicholas, I tell them all the time, man, if they want to hear the good stuff, man, I mean the real good stuff, just like tonight, you shared all that music. People probably said, where's this guy been at? I never heard of him. You heard it right here on PositivePower21.org. You heard Charles Inspired. He's going to be down in Selma. He was in D.C. He was in Baltimore. My man is on a crusade by himself, man.
Yes,
exposing
yes.
this to it. What is, and don't be afraid to help somebody, man. And he showed that lady is on her way to something great. We don't know what it is yet, but I'm sure he touched her some kind of way. You know, maybe her kids didn't do it, but maybe that inspired him to want to do it. Who knows,
Amen.
Right? Give her a second chance. Give her a third chance. It doesn't matter if they're mama. All right, guys, let me get out of here. We got to go see my wife. I'm Jerry Royce live from Worldwide on Positive Power.
Yes, blessing, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Jerry Royce live on PositivePower21.org and Spreaker.com/PositivePower21. This is a Royce Enterprises production. And don't forget about replay on Facebook.com/Jerry Royce live.
All right, that's the wrap.